This is an RNIB talking book.
The Best Man to Die by Ruth Rendell.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
For George and Dora Herbert, in gratitude for their helpful advice. The Best Man to Die, Chapter 1. Jack Pertwee was getting married in the morning, and the King's Markham and District Darts Club were in the Dragon to give him what George Carter called a send-off. "I don't like the sound of that, George," said Jack. "I'm getting married, not buried." "Comes to the same thing." "Thanks very much. I'll buy you another drink for that." He moved up to the bar, but the Darts Club chairman intercepted him. "My round, Jack. Don't you take any notice of George. Marilyn's a lovely girl, and you're a lucky man. I know I speak for us all when I say there's no one here who wouldn't like to be in your shoes tomorrow." "His pyjamas, more like," said George. "You ought to see them. Black nylon they are, with a karate top. Core. Keep the party clean, George." "What's it to be, then, gentlemen?" said the barman patiently. "Same again." "Same again, Bill, and have one yourself." "No, Jack. Man is a monogamous animal, and there's no partnership on earth to touch a happy marriage, especially when you're starting off on the right foot, like you and Marilyn. Bit of money in the post office, nice little flat, and nothing to reproach yourselves with. You reckon?" Jack was in a hurry to gloss over that right foot and reproaching stuff. The chairman's homily called to mind the short but too long talk he and Marilyn had suffered 2 days before in the vicar's...